Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make.
So the holidays make people think differently than they may normally think on a regular day. We reach out to people that we haven't talked to in a while, you know, maybe that we only keep a connection with over the holidays. And I got a question from somebody, and it's actually a really good question. If friends from before my toxic person was out of my life sent me their holiday card, it seems okay for me to send them my card as well, right? I have not talked to them for a very, very long time. Okay. We are kind, caring, loving, giving people. So on the surface, you got a card, send them a card, right? Because that's what we do. But on the other hand, you get to pick who's in your life, and you get to pick who sees what goes on in your personal life, because you just fought really hard to get out of the situation that you were in. So if these are people that were from friends from when you were in the relationship, and then you haven't heard from them, and then they're sending you a Christmas card, it is completely up to you whether you want to send one back. If they had been in touch with you and had maybe been supportive, or at least showed that you were on their mind, absolutely. If you haven't heard from these people, why are they sending you a card in the first place? So, aside from Christmas card etiquette, ask yourself, in the scope of my life, what do these people mean to me? And did they just go with that toxic relationship, or do I really value what they bring to my life? Because even though as emotional-based people, we might feel bad not sending them a card, but you've worked really hard and now you get to choose who's in your life. And if you don't ever care if you see them again because of the association you've had, or because of how they treated you, or because they made you feel like you were the bad person, you know, we let a lot of people in our inner circle who shouldn't be in there. So the Christmas card list is a great way to start kicking them out. That way you can start 2023 with a empty inner circle, and you get to pick and choose who walks through that door.
Hey, I'm Rachel. I found Dr. Heidi's podcast when I needed it most, as I was leaving an emotionally abusive marriage. Dr. Heidi validated my experience, made me feel less alone, and helped me start the healing that I could not have done alone. Dr. Heidi is now offering an exclusive members-only podcast where you can submit your questions, listen to others going through similar struggles, and hear Dr. Heidi's never-before-shared personal story. To learn more, go to www.itsnotnormalitstoxic.com. Join her members-only podcast. It's only $15 a month to get 2 bonus episodes every week, plus the chance to ask your questions to Dr. Heidi. Go to www.itsnotnormalitstoxic.com.